That's the title track, Look Long, from Indigo Girls' new album. My guests are Amy Ray and Emily Sayers. Sorry. So you're Georgians, Amy, and I once read you described that yourself in the vein of Jimmy Carter, Georgia. So what's it like to be a Jimmy Carter Georgian and a Brian Kemp's Georgia right now?
Delicate. It's a delicate situation. You know, there's a lot of good people here doing a lot of great work, and I just try to focus on that. And people like Stacey Abrams, and we just lost our great prophet, John Lewis. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it can be frustrating at times with, you know, science being less important than politics, you know, and so it's hard in that way, and to see people suffering and the impact, you know, that it's having, the decisions that are made from the top, from the administration. But I also feel, I also try to remember that we are all human, and a lot of people are just trying to figure this stuff out. You know, my more cynical self says there's political maneuvers being made all the time, but the part of me that I try to sit in says, you know, we're human and we're trying to sort this out, and no one knows the answers as much as we need to yet, you know. But I love Georgia. I just, there's a lot. I just keep saying there's a lot of great activists here. Mm-hmm. We just don't always get the spotlight in the media, you know.
How about for you, Emily?
I mean, everything that Amy said, I agree with. You know, we were staunch Stacey Abrams supporters when she ran for governor. And the fact is that Kemp pulled so many potential votes off the voting rolls, and he was Secretary of State at the time, so it's kind of like the fox in the hen house running the election. So, you know, when you have things like that happening, it's very discouraging. But as Amy said, you know, there's incredible activist communities here in Atlanta, a long history of Black political power, and good conversations going on. Atlanta is a very interesting place to live, and Georgia is a very interesting place to grow up in. And, you know, the South is a beautiful place in terms of its land and its food and its culture and people. And so, you know, I think as Amy was saying, it is delicate and it is a mixed bag. But if you live in the South and you're from the South, you always see things that people outside the South don't see, you know, and you know the things that are to be appreciated, and there's a reason to stay here and fight the good fight and love what is great about the South.
You were kind enough to record a version of the song Muster for us, and we're going to hear it in just about a minute. Amy, what were some of the things you were thinking about when you were writing the song, which is about gun violence?
Yeah, I started it thinking about the students from Parkland, Florida, and the activists in the movement that kind of grew out of that shooting and spread, you know, all over the place, and how, you know, I felt like in a lot of ways, adults, the older generations had failed them and not being able to get something done to help prevent gun violence. And I mean, there's a, you know, it's a dialogue that doesn't need to be so black and white. It can be a lot more nuanced and a lot less by, you know, just by going to our different sides and not listening to each other. So I try to talk about that, and I just try to, you know, say basically, you know, we're going to try to get this right, and I'm committed to it, you know, and I was reaffirming that commitment, and that's basically what the song's about. It's just kind of like being a parent now of a six-year-old, and what I think about, and then what I think about when I look at all those incredible student activists in all the movements, you know, Black Lives Matter, and the movement to stop gun violence, and climate change movements. I think a lot of young people have spearheaded some great movements, and we are happy about it, you know, but we have to recommit and put just as much energy in as they are, you know, because it's not going to change with just them. It's got to be everybody.
Here are Indigo Girls with a recording they made specially for us of their new song, Muster.